Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. And I will tell you, when you faith those facts, you can change them. With the bad facts, you're not going to change good facts because that's just good stuff. It's just such a blessing to be able to come into your home or wherever you're viewing this with this little five-minute segment. It's such a blessing of the Lord. Thank you for watching and for telling people about what we do in this ministry. It's such an honor to serve you and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk about something that I really believe in, that most people are believing, and that's good. But you got to get past believing. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed, pastness, to knowing. And I want to read a scripture. I want to talk about get past believing and get to knowing, be persuaded. Actually, you can go past knowing and get totally into persuaded. And then nobody can change your mind. Look what it said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded. See? So first you start off with know, believe, and persuade. That's three things. That he is able to keep that which I have committed. What have you committed to God? And do you know he will take care of it? And are you persuaded without a shadow of a doubt he's going to do what he says? I have committed them against that day. Now, I like Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. That's Abraham. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So in the midst of all that, he's just giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. You see what I'm saying? I have made up my mind that this gospel is real. Some people say, you know, everybody saying Jesus is coming, that's been going on for thousands of years. I don't care what you say. I am persuaded that he's coming. I always say this, if he don't come get me, I go get him. But either way, I'm going. But I really believe, and the Bible says that there's a generation that won't see death. Let's believe it's us, huh? Why not? You got to believe something anyway, so believe something good. And then be fully persuaded that God's word is true. Same thing when the devil attacks your body. You know, I mean, I don't deny sickness and disease or pain or whatever. I deny its right to touch me. Not that I'm better than anybody, I just deny its right because Jesus took my infirmity. So why would I want it? Jesus bore my sickness. So why should I have it? Then he said, by his stripes, you were healed. You are healed. You am healed. Call it what you want. See, word, I like it better. It's before the sickness ever got there, the Lord had an answer for you. Isn't that a blessing of God? But see, you have to commit that to the Lord. You have to commit you spiritually, physically, and financially. Okay, let's deal with money for a minute. Maybe you're struggling financially. I don't know what you're going through and stuff like that. You know, I don't know. Maybe you lost your job or whatever. You know, but what did Jesus say? He said it to the Apostle Paul, my God will supply all. All. Now, that word all, A-L-L, that's only three letters, but boy, that encompasses some big stuff. All. My need. Notice how it's done. According to his riches in glory. Now, he's saying that from prisons. He says that all the time. You just couldn't hardly find the man getting discouraged because he just didn't have time. I've had people tell me that all the time. You don't look like you ever get discouraged. Well, I got to make myself. Now, things happen all the time, bless God. I mean, you know, that I wish wouldn't happen. But that's all right. I occupy till Jesus comes or I go by the way of the grave. It makes no difference. I'm not moved by what I see. I don't deny what I see. I deny its right to affect me. That includes my thought processes. You know, and so when a thought comes in my mind that I know it's not a God because it's showing godly or in the word, I say, that's not my thoughts. You can't control my mind. I have the mind of Christ. But I have to transform it daily, not just conform to what I see, but transform God's word. See, that's now you're getting past knowing to be fully persuaded. I think about that here. Abraham's 100 years old, and he said, oh, Lord. You know, I mean, they can't have no children. But God said, so what he did, he committed that promise. God, I will have a child. And he did. He had Isaac. And then notice this, after Sarah goes home to be with the Lord, he marries another woman named Keturah, and I think he has five or six more kids. Pretty good, huh? Why? Fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded? You got some children not living for God? Let me help you here. The promises of God are far more powerful than the sins of people. God's got a promise. Now commit that promise. Say, God, my children are getting saved. Whether they like it or not, they're going to live with the Lord. Because it's their tough luck. They were born to me. I know that sounds crazy, but it's not crazy. It's the word of the living God. That's how you get past knowing, past believing, to being persuaded fully. Enjoy that fact. because it is a faith fact. See you next week. Bye-bye.